I am David McMaster. Welcome to the Crimson Circle, live from Louisville, Colorado, for a very, very special Shout 11 of the Charisma series. Here we are on August 1st, a brand new month. And just think, it was only 16 years ago when dear Tobias had his first public channel with Jeff and Linda in a small teepee with a bunch of light workers. And that bold, bold Tobias said, "Your guides are leaving. Can you imagine?" Huh? Yeah, we can all imagine. Absolutely. And wasn't last month incredible? You know, the two full moons, one at the beginning of the month and one at the very end of the month. And, of course, the last one was the blue moon, two in 1 month. And in between, it was us feeling all those energies. And that's the good news. And actually, you know, just synchronistically, I had one of those 3 o'clock in the morning moments about a month ago. And I just wondered, you know, I wonder if they had two blue moons back in 1776. Bam! They did! They did! What powerful creators we are. Yeah, what powerful creators we are. And I kind of get goosebumps on that. Because we do tend to forget that we are all masters. So let's take a breath with that. Dear Chambra masters, yes. And, you know, there was an article in the last Chambra magazine that touched me, and if you read it, it probably touched you. And it was about Dear John. Did you read that? And John's, you know, going through the shite that we all can identify with. Every one of us, absolutely, done it our own way, our own time, and yeah, shite, that's the French word. Sorry, what's the real word? Yeah, okay, that's good enough, yeah. And at that time, Jeff and his wisdom invited all of us to, you know, really share our radiance and charisma with John. So let's take a breath and do that. And also, John, if you're listening, share your radiance with us and your charisma with all, because we truly are. Marvelous. So for today, you know, we have this marvelous Shout 11, and then afterwards we're going to celebrate with a little pizza, beer, and maybe a little glass of wine or two. Yeah, is that good, huh? You guys don't party, do you? Yeah. Like pirates, huh? I hope to shout. And with that, you know, since it's the first, you know, it's also a celebration in disguise. Now, nobody knows about this celebration except myself, but I'll share it with you because you're all family. And that is at the end of the month, it's also Jeffrey's birthday. So we'll be celebrating that. So after they come up, please join me and we'll sing happy birthday to Jeff and really embarrass him. So, Linda Avisa, Linda Benyel Hoppe, please come forward. And Jeffrey Hoppe, the birthday boy. Woo!
Thank you, David. And, David, I've got an idea.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeffrey. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I was actually going to suggest that we sing that birthday song, not for me, because I'm trying to forget my birthday.
Well, that's new.
It's a land. Well, normally I'm okay, but this is kind of a landmark birthday. 60.
Yeah. Oh. I'm so glad I married an older man.
Oh. But I was going to suggest that we sing that for Adamus. His birthday was August 3rd. Is going to be August 3rd. Yeah. He said it in a Shout a while back that it's August 3rd. So that song.
He's a Leo. That makes perfect sense.
Hello. Yes. Leo, and closely followed by a Virgo. So So happy birthday, Adamus, and thank you, Adamus, for being here with us.
No.
Let's sing for Adamus. Are we going to happy birthday or some profane song?
No, wait. But wait.
Oh, but there ain't no flies
no.
on me.
But wait.
But wait, there's more.
But wait. No, really, it is worthy of taking a moment. And I get to live and be with this incredible, amazing being called Jeffrey Hoppe. But I know how grateful we all are to know Jeffrey and that he is so willing to allow this incredible Crimson Circle to be created and to evolve and just to let it expand and to focus really an incredible amount of energy. The amount of energy that it takes to do what he does is profound, and I see that sometimes more than maybe the rest of you get to do, but he is truly a love and commitment that goes beyond anything I can imagine.
Well, there we're running out of time.
So thank you, Jeffrey.
Let's get into
thank
our
you.
Slides.
And happy anniversary and happy
you.
Birthday. You deserve
you.
It. Stop being like that.
So much to celebrate. The anniversary of Crimson Circle, as David mentioned, was August 21st, 1999. You all know the TP story about as well as you know the crystal prison story.
TP.
You know the TP.
Indian TP
story, and it has been 16 years since we sat in that TP.
Indian TP.
On August 21st, down in Woodland Park near Colorado Springs.
Right.
And I thought that was the beginning and the end of my channeling career. And fortunately, I was still in the corporate world at that time, so I wasn't invested into it. But it's been a ride ever since. I mean,
absolutely.
A roller coaster
in every way.
Of going through so much. And I get a little embarrassed because I have learned as much or maybe more than anyone else. I was new to all this when we got started. And listening along with you to Tobias and Adamus and Kathumi and the others, I've learned a tremendous amount. Sometimes it's a little hard to assimilate. You know, I do the channel, and then it'll be a week before I really start getting it. I mean, even getting it a little bit. So it's been absolutely an amazing ride for Linda and I with everyone all around the world. Truly, truly beautiful. And challenging at times.
Well, yeah.
From a personal standpoint, I mean, facing the very things that we're learning, we're growing into, can be very challenging. And there's times I wished I'd have just, you know, been enlightened and then come back and taught it, but nah, that wouldn't have been nearly as fun.
But Jeff, that's the beauty of what you do, because it's always been special for us, because we always said we were doing it with you, not.
Yeah, yeah.
For, you know, always with you.
Yeah, we're right behind you guys. You go first.
You go.
We're right behind you. Tell
and
us how it is.
What I also love about the Crimson Circle, and it's a challenge, is that we never tried to create it. It happened.
Yeah.
And then we've spent the rest of our lives just trying to keep up with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's taken twists and turns, and we've gone from awakening into enlightenment. We've all shared a lot of laughs with each other, and I love all of you because we're pirates. We can laugh about things. We can be arg, arg. We can be irreverent. We can be plain disgusting at times. But that's the fun of it. And we can share tears together, which we have. We've shared a lot of tough moments and a lot of difficult times. But again, they have told us that we're trying to do it in one lifetime, something that would normally take 3, 4, or 5. And so we're kind of the crazy ones that are trying to do it. But I don't think we'd have it any other way. It's like now or never. And sometimes that never is pretty looming, but the now is more fun. So from me and Linda, I truly appreciate taking this journey with you. It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
We love you.
So thank you. Thank you.
Truly love you.
Okay. And here we are on the anniversary and birthdays this month. And how many here are Virgos? Quite a few. That's not enough. But
Wow.
Here we are at the studio, which has been So, such an amazing creation. We came down here earlier this week to record something that they were going to be releasing later. But we were able to just quickly bring together the staff and the crew and come down and do, it was an amazing recording with Adamus.
Absolutely.
Just blockbuster.
The studio opened doors for us that I never imagined.
Oh, it's been so nice. In the past, it was very difficult to go somewhere and do a recording. We'd have to set up a hotel meeting room or something and bring in all the equipment, or once a month haul the equipment to Coal Creek Canyon, rain or shine or snow or blizzards or whatever. And now, what a beautiful creation.
And it's always our energy, and Chamba created it, so it's a super deal.
Yeah. So
super deal.
We love it, and it's been nice for Linda and I being home this summer. We've done a lot of things here, from staff meetings to special events. We did a Angel webcast the other day, mm-hmm. Which was really nice, really fun to do, mm-hmm. and a variety of different things. So this is home, and this is such a hometown crowd today. And today is the hottest day of the year so far.
And so is the audience.
They're pretty lively today. Pretty lively.
Very.
And I noticed when David was saying, you know, we're going to have the shroud, we're going to have, you know, the slides that we always go through, and then the beer and pizza. The beer and pizza got a big applause. Not much on the other stuff. Okay, so let's get into the slides.
We have a few out-of-towners.
We do.
Do you want to do that now, or do you wait?
Yeah, let's. Well, look at that blue moon.
Oh, once in a blue moon.
Wow. I love blue moons just because they're so different, you know. I mean, it's like something to hang our hat on. So when it was actually last night, but we're partying through it. We're going to continue on this afternoon.
Well, and the blue moon is about it showing up twice in one month.
Mm-hmm.
But whether or not we saw it as the color blue is determined by the atmosphere and volcanic eruption type things. So did anybody mm-hmm. see it blue last night? It is possible for it to
it
be blue.
It was orange. Kind of orangey here.
Yeah.
Fire
will
pink
also
moon,
make
but
it
pink
look
moon
more
just wouldn't sound the same. Once in a pink moon, it was just doesn't sound
right. You
have
something
good
against pink?
No, I love pink, but not on me.
Oh, okay.
And not on the moon. Okay, so who's here from?
Well, I see people we don't know so well, but on my list, I have that Leonard James is here from Germany.
From Germany. Hello.
Nice.
Go ahead and stand
you
up.
So, glad you could join us.
Good.
And
what part of Germany?
West Germany.
West Germany.
Sure. Yeah, we've been in that area, driving through on the Autobahn 100 miles an hour in a van filled with 8 people and luggage. Yes. What brings you here? Yes.
Oh.
And now I am in the States, and I had the time, and I thought I'd come over here and have a grand time.
Yes, and what gives you the British accent?
My dad is English, my mother is German, who I want to greet at this point because she comes from
What a nice guy.
Yeah, you're really nice.
Yeah, that's where my accent comes from.
Yeah, oh, good. Well, we're so glad to have you here. Are you staying for a little while?
I'm staying in Denver for about 3 nights.
Not so much.
No, not so much.
Well, good to meet you.
We hope you have fun exploring
the
area.
You.
You picked a beautiful time of year.
Yes.
Glorious. Okay, Mort?
Are you single and available? I hear some questions being asked psychically. Yes. Okay.
He closed his eyes when he said it. He was like, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. From Canada, we have Michael Koster. Where are you, sir?
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Michael, are you, I know you're from Canada, but are you a Republican from Canada?
Don't answer.
Well, you walk down the street here in Louisville or Boulder, they'll boo you and throw stuff on you.
Sorry, I think it's a banana republic.
Oh, okay. It's a spiritual symbol, not a political symbol. You're safe then. Yeah. Okay.
Jeffrey.
What part of Canada?
West.
Oh, I love that. Love that place. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
And there are two others on my list that have not arrived, but there's somebody that's not on the list that is from out of town.
This is weird.
I know.
No, this is Schaumburland.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
From Germany.
Yes.
I think she's a neuroscientist.
Wow. Wow.
We have Katarina Fry.
Katarina, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you. All right.
Thank you. Broken heart.
Oh, Jeff.
She did the heart thing. I was like, okay.
I thought you were doing broken heart.
The completion. Thank you. Good to see you.
Okay. And I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a deep breath and let's transport ourselves back a month ago when we did the Shoud 10 of the Christmas. Was it Shoud 10? I'm so confused. Yeah, Shoud 10. Jean's like, yeah. Shoud 10 of the Christmas series. We always do a recap for those of us who are a little bit tend to forget. So with the lights down and the video playing, let's see what we talked about last month.
Do you remember what he said?
I do not. I do not. That was a month ago. Well, that was it. So I hope you enjoyed that. Ask this question, simple question. You believe in God? It is so confusing. The words I would use to describe the human's perception of God are confusing, overpowering, distant, obnoxious, vague, mental, male. I go back to annoying again. Very annoying. All of these things, and that's what people believe in. They believe in a being out there greater than them. You say God or Allah or whatever it happens to be. Suddenly, we're down on our knees worshiping. What is that about? But this is the one of the main fabrics of human consciousness, of humanity. The understanding of God is at best, incredibly naive, and perhaps at worst, infinitely corrupt on this planet. It is very yesterday. It is very controlled, and it is absolutely not accurate. But you can't tell them that because they'll kill you. And you can't tell them that because they get very flustered. They get very mental. The mental goes emotional. The emotional goes irrational. So the reason I bring this up on July 4th, Independence Day, is so that we, all of us here, you too, can bring in the new God. Not one that needs to be worshipped. Not one that needs to be prayed to. Not one that's out there. It is difficult to talk about this concept of God because it does go mental. As Tobias said one time, God is an experience. Absolutely an experience. You could talk about it all day long and it makes no difference. But ultimately, it's a personal experience. God basically, as somebody mentioned here, is consciousness. Just consciousness. But what is consciousness? Simply awareness. Without form or structure, without size, without power. No power. The modern concept of God is the concept of power. You can use the words interchangeably. I believe in an almighty God. I believe in almighty power. That's the real core problem. The direct correlation between God and power on this planet. In this new age of consciousness, the biggest change that can come about this planet is the release of the old concepts of God. One of the biggest reasons people fear death is not just the physical pain. What the hell happens when you get over there? What are the power dynamics in the other realms? Or what is God in the other realms? That's a big concern. Are you going to be able to stay under the God radar up there as you tried to do down here? God hasn't done a thing for you, and that's the way it should be. Hasn't done you any favors, didn't save you from that potential bad accident, didn't bring the love of your life into your life, who you got divorced from anyway, didn't do anything, didn't make you smarter, brighter, anything else. It's a weird God that people believe in. They're always praying. God doesn't answer prayers. God doesn't care. God doesn't even love you.
Oh.
Oh, see, I hit the nerve.
Oh.
I finally hit the nerve.
Oh,
there it goes. No, God doesn't love you. Isn't that a tough one? Now, that, when I say that, that'll show you your connection. You got to have God love you. You got to have God be smarter than you, bigger than you, more powerful than you. God doesn't love you. There's no need for God to be supreme. No need. Now, the mind is clicking away. Now, you're trying to fill a void right now. Fill the old God void. So what do you believe in? Where do you place this God? Just stop for a moment. Stop trying so hard to replace God. If God loved you, then you wouldn't have to love yourself, you see. You would be letting God do it. You want to define it. You want to put it in words. Ultimately, it's undefinable. It is only an experience. We will attempt to put a few definitions, but flexible definitions. I would say the first is simple. Simple. Spirit is simple. Has no need for complexity whatsoever. And neither do you. Neither do you. And the awareness doesn't have to be self-aggrandizing, doesn't need one to worship it, doesn't need to have rules and regulations. It is simply, I am. And this awareness is something you also have. God, I don't even like the word. I call this awareness. I call it Theo. Theo, would you write that down? But the eternal one. I always like that name. It's the eternal one. It was oneness. It's eternal. It goes on. No time. Doesn't take up space. Its simplicity is its oneness. And the origins of that word, the Greek word Theo, meant, and this is very important, is. It meant is. God is. So all it meant is, God is. And from there we can go anywhere because God is. God is in everything and also kind of up there. God is singular but everywhere. It's time for a new consciousness of God on this planet. And many will resist it. You don't have to go out and evangelize to anybody. It's just realizing it for yourself, and it's out there. It's one of the biggest inhibitors of freedom on this planet. God, religion, very old, old concepts. Once you get free of some of these old concepts of God, once it becomes an experience, a freeing, liberating experience, you start to understand how this all works. Not from biological, scientific, but from the God algorithm. And then suddenly you're in it. You're not outside of it. It's not a mystery how these things happen. You're no longer dealing with power, so you don't have to worry about blowing up the universe or hurting somebody else. you're suddenly realizing how everything comes together. And then you suddenly start realizing how you are the God algorithm. How you affect everything. How you create everything. Just stop a minute. It's just about being the experience of God, of spirit, rather than having it as this vague mystery out there. And special thanks to Gene Tinder for doing the editing on that. And wow, thank you, Gene. Thank you. Pretty profound. I know.
Let's move on.
I know some people were saying there goes Adamus on his God rant again, but the way he put it here was so profound and so clear, and you start realizing people and their beliefs in God and their beliefs in religion are truly kind of a ceiling, the God ceiling. And he's putting it in front of us. He's challenging us in a way to say, let's go beyond that. Let's develop the new consciousness of God, and here we are doing it.
Come on, that's fun.
That's funny. I just want to point out, I've been doing a lot of work out in our yard this summer, and I have not been hit by lightning. So I feel good about that.
That's your measure?
I was kind of watching it, you know. But, I mean, when you consider
it. So as long as you're not hit by lightning, it's all good.
No, I'm not going to say that. But when you consider it, it was pretty consciousness shaking, quite different. And I enjoyed it.
His messages are astounding.
They are. And at times people gasp and roll their eyes.
Somebody has to.
And but it all works out. And it was 4th of July. Shortly afterwards, we had our 4th of July party, and here everybody's donning their liberty, their freedom.
Tad, that was so fun, Tad.
That was, yeah, thank you,
those with everyone.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
funny. Thank you.
Thank you. And afterwards, of course, the party on the knoll.
It is a holiday of liberty and freedom. I think that's worthy of
I think it was the holiday of eating and drinking.
Depends on who you are.
Going by the shots here. But it was fun. One thing about the studio is that we've got the little area out back, and like today, we're just going to play afterwards, just have a good time. The weather's nice, and the fireworks. What a beautiful time.
Thanks to Leslie, because you kind of come up with these amazing, huge, wonderful creation celebrations, and she's like, okay, I'll make it work. So
and
thank you for
does.
The details on that, Leslie. Okay,
so actually there weren't really a lot of recent events. There was a lot of stuff going on, but I guess the most notable was Pronost.
Absolutely.
And it was done, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I guess. But it was really amazing. How many here were here for Pronost or watched it online? Quite a few. It was really, really good. It was the mid-year update. You know, it's something we do every January now. But this was all Adamus, and he went on and on and on and on and on, three segments, for talking about a lot of things.
He didn't mind doing it by himself, actually.
No, he did not. And he talked about everything from freedom versus power, which is kind of an ongoing theme. He talked about this new treaty, apparently, he's had with the Palladians, made a few comments about the Palladians during the
thing.
Again? Yes, and made a few comments about anybody channeling Palladians, and then I got a few emails after that.
Yeah, I bet you did. Oh!
But come on.
No, come on, wait. It goes back to that whole thing. Why would
like
you
Palladians.
Listen to somebody that's never been in human form?
Because they're out there, and it goes exactly back to what he said. Humans want to believe in something bigger, more powerful, distant, more intelligent and everything else. And he keeps saying, guys, no, we're it. As good as it gets. We're it. We're it. And he talked quite a bit about religion. He talked about robotics. If you're going to invest in anything, he says robotics. And he talked about these kind of creepy spider-like robotics that are just going to, like, crawl along the ceiling and do your cleaning for you.
Big Brother.
I
want one of those.
I know you
do. Oh, my God. I want four of those.
I want one that fluffs my pillows before I go to sleep, lays out the blanket perfect so you could, like, flip a quarter on it and it'll bounce. I do that.
It's not perfect enough for you?
I don't want you to have to do that, honey. That's a lot of work. So I'm going to say, I'm going to name my robot Theo. I'm going to say, Theo, go make the bed. Like that. Theo, leave. I don't want you in the bedroom. So wouldn't it be great? I mean, and he says, no, really, it's coming, where everything is going to be done for us. But he also says, now, what are humans going to do with all their time? Get fat and go to war. I mean, come on. What do they do otherwise? Okay. He talked about the wound of Adam, actually, and it was very interesting to the point where we're going to do a whole session on that later this month, like two segments of that. But it was the first time it's really been addressed. Talked about GMOs. Very interesting information.
Provocative.
Those are genetically modified organisms, or also known as food. But it was very interesting, his take on it. And it wasn't either negative or positive, but he just said, you know, kind of feel through it. Don't just say they're good for you or bad for you. And interesting. He talked about quite a bit about gays and lesbians, honoring them for bringing this energy of masculine and feminine back together. It was very, very honoring in that. And a lot more. So it is now available on the Crimson Circle Cloud class. No matter when you register, you'll have 90 days to view it. You register today, tomorrow, whatever. There's a full 90 days. Really insightful information. If you want to know what the mega trends are, where things are going, I thought this was his best ProNost ever. I thought so.
He had a lot of information, and I thought that it provided perspective and clarity that I always appreciate. You see different things, and you hear a lot, but to have someone put it, like Adamus, put it in perspective is really valuable to me.
Yeah. And I think, Shambra, we should all get involved in inventing robotics to do different things. Wouldn't it be great? I love it. Okay. Now let's talk about upcoming events. What's going on? I got to look at my list to find out because I'm not sure.
ASP.
Aspectology coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this is going to be like sexual energies. It was originally Tobias's material, and now Adamus is going to be supplementing, adding new information.
I don't think Adamus can top that.
Well, what he did for sexual energies was beautiful. It was honoring, of course, of Tobias's work because they're buddies.
It was a joke. You were supposed to ride that joke.
I did not. I went right by it.
No.
They're buddies. So, no, he gave some brilliant new insights into SES. I hope he does that with aspectology. And I know one thing he's going to talk about regarding that is the difference between aspects and facets.
That I was hoping for.
That he already told me. He doesn't tell me.
Oh, I like that.
You know, an aspect is something kind of not really fully integrated, whereas a facet, imagine a jewel like a diamond, it has facets. They're all part of the diamond, and they're all reflecting a little bit different. So
it's related to new energy awareness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're filming that at the studio. You're welcome to attend. Here live or watch online or watch. Well, yeah, we're only going to run it on the cloud class for 10 days after because we want people to watch it, not in bits and pieces.
We want people involved in it.
You really want to sit and dedicate 3 days to it because it's so profound. So
it tends to move a lot of energy. And it's a lot of the reasons why it's done as a school that way and the teachers teach it that way is because we want you to have that full experience. And by doing it in a path like that is usually more profound for people.
Well, I know in SES he did 6 new sessions. I assume it's going to be close to that in aspectology, but a lot of new information.
Good.
And that is, if you've already taken aspectology from a teacher, from Linda and I, you get to take it at half price.
Right.
If you are a certified aspectology teacher, an active teacher, you can take it free of charge. So,
correct.
Good stuff. It's been an amazing summer of just one thing after the other. And then the following weekend is one I'm really looking forward to, Addiction Unplugged. And that's one Adamus has been kind of talking up. We're going to do it in conjunction with John Flaherty, who's coming in soon. He's going to be here. And he's a Hay House author. I think some of you know of him or have heard of him. He's an ex-Catholic priest who's now focused on releasing addictions. And these aren't just the typical addictions such as drugs, alcohol, things like that. There's a lot of addictions to emotions and drama, lack. You can get very addicted to lack, self-worth. You're going to get addicted to health or health problems. And we're going to be going kind of a tag team between John and Adamus going through all these issues. And I know Adamus is going to focus on how we get addicted to life and how it presents.
I wonder if that's an issue in your enlightenment journey.
It is. It presents a conflict in a way. We're addicted to life, yet we're trying to have joy of life, and yet we're trying to allow our enlightenment, and we have a big, big conflict within that. So he's going to address that.
By the way, I want to mention again, one of the things that John Flaherty's known for is his program for getting through addictions, he has some incredible success rates for actually walking people through that, where there's so many of those programs out there have such high failure rates, but he actually has a different program with a very different perspective that has a much higher success rate.
And, you know, we recorded something a number of years ago with Dr. Doug Davies about addictions, and it was Tobias, and I see this as kind of like going to the next level on it. And we've all have some type of addiction, and it's serving us, even to the darkest alcoholic. In a way, it's serving them. That's why it's still there. So I'm looking forward to this. I think this is going to be one of those classic pieces that is going to be around for a long time.
Good.
Good. Okay. And then we're home for August, and then we hit the road early September, the day after the next shout, and we're off to... I know, tough for us, but we're off to south of France for the threshold.
Oh, really, in September? Oh, wow.
And it sold out, so I'm not going to talk much about it other than I love that area. And that's also where Maya's from. Maya, our events manager.
And we really enjoy, there's something really profound about Threshold.
Yes.
So, it's limited to a small size. It's really focused on working with everyone. You can't hide at that event. Everyone is engaged when we are actually doing the Threshold event. If you really want to really do something special for yourself, consider a Threshold.
It's sold out.
Well, I know, but we'll do others.
After that, it's on to Romania for the Magic of Merlin. This one's incredible. I mean, it like sold out right away within days. So we got a bigger meeting room that sold out right away, and but I think it's.
I wonder if the title has anything to do with it.
Adamus will unveil secrets of the Merlin.
Holy crap!
But you know, whenever Adamus says stuff like that, it's like, hang on a second here. I think we're going to get something different than what we think we're going to get.
So I don't know.
It'll be interesting. We're having Romanian translation.
Want to mention also that this town of Sibiu is a very, very historic town. It's not just in the city. It's way out in the middle of the Transylvania area. Probably no coincidence that we're there, since Adamus has kind of an affinity to that area.
He lived there in his last lifetime.
I know.
He lived in Transylvania.
And I think Sibiu might be closer
shot of his
to
house.
That area.
This is actually a photograph. When I first saw it, I thought it was a rendering, but it's actually a photograph. And that area of Romania is truly beautiful and has such a mysterious energy.
And there's an untouchedness about it.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks to Florin and Carmen for organizing that event. We're looking forward to it. Okay. After that,
It sold out.
Yeah, but... I'm entertaining myself thinking about going there.
Okay.
After that is the Threshold in Vernon, British Columbia, Canada. And that's in mid-October, back at the Sparkling Hill Resort, which I love. It's like...
Really?
I wonder how we know that. It is such a spa and the threshold. Again, limited to 24 attendees. It's the autumn colors in Canada, wine harvesting in the Okanagan Valley, Adamus Threshold Spa, wine fall. I mean, doesn't get any better.
You see, that sounds like Jeffrey Heaven.
Oh, it is. And this is our third time there because it is just amazing.
It's a space to truly allow yourself to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Gorgeous in every way.
Showing pictures of the spa. We do work in the
morning.
The
outfits get old. The outfits get old. The whole time I want to scream. This is, people come to breakfast dressed like that. It's like, oh my God, you don't wear that in public.
Okay, Adamus
does. You wear it everywhere. It
Adamus
looks like an asylum.
Adamus God Ranch. You do bathrobe ranch. Look, she doesn't have a bathrobe on. She doesn't have any clothes on.
Oh!
It's really quite a beautiful place. So in the mornings, very, very, very intense sessions. In the afternoon,
they actually steal your clothes, and it's all you can wear is your bathrobe.
Yeah. So we do have, and there is tremendous amount of vineyards in that area.
That's stunning.
Exceptional wine.
Unbelievable.
Exceptional wine. So we partake in it every evening.
No, it's really amazing. It's stunningly beautiful because it's in the mountains and wine country.
We have 9 spaces open. It is a requirement that you have taken SES. So 9 spaces open. So if you're interested, please let Maya know. Please, you have to send in an application. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that.
Just because we have to confirm the SES.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's see. Oh, it's time for Sombra News. What do we have in the news? I got to flip through my notes. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to take a look at the Chambra magazine. It is considered recommended reading at the Ascended Masters Club. That's what it looks like there, you know. Everybody sits by the fireplace smoking their pipes and reading the Chambra magazine.
The magazine has incredible information in it. It has all kinds of information about translations and workshops and teacher workshops. But I want to particularly point out, if you don't have time to do anything else, at least go to the magazine and consider reading the article that Jeff wrote. As David had said earlier, there was someone wrote to us, sent a letter from overseas, and they explain the challenges of their journey, and I was the one that happened to open it. It was addressed to Jeff and I, and when I read it, it was just kind of took my breath away for a moment, and I just thought, oh my God, we all feel these challenging moments.
Yeah.
And this person, just in a perfectly amazing way, shared that with us, and Jeff's article about that is, I found comfort in it, and so with everything as crazy as it can be, I invite you to look at the magazine and read, at the very least, read Jeff's article. It's a great magazine, but don't miss that.
The letter, which is a real letter, is really all of our story in a way.
Exactly.
And it bringing to it extreme, but it's all of our stories. And the thing is, John doesn't have a way to communicate, couldn't give us his return address or email or anything. So I'm just hoping that he was able somehow to read that, but the amazing thing is he spoke on behalf of all of us one way or the other.
He did.
And a lot of other great articles. A great article this month from somebody that runs a hospice in Canada about death. A great article from Gene Tinder about distractions and just really some good information.
And Mr. Presley's article was really good also because he actually talks a lot about death and also the value of dreamwalking. And for dreamwalking to death. So if everybody is involved with somebody going through that process. And
article from Robert Tice, who channels Archangel Michael. As a matter of fact, we're doing something over the internet with him in October, kind of a joint thing with he and Jim Self and Lee Harris.
But don't miss Jeff's article.
Okay.
You're being humble. Please don't miss his article.
So also, as a reminder that the Act of Consciousness book has now come out in German. The title is something, something, something.
The master, yeah.
Exactly, yes, I like that. And it's also out now in Polish. Yes.
And I think Slovenian, if it isn't
Slovenian,
it's on the way yet.
So it's really getting in a lot of different languages, a lot
and
of translations.
Popular. And something else we want to remember, if you actually have gone to Amazon and bought the book, would, it's already in German. If you can see, it's already one of their best sellers.
Yep.
And please do write a review. If you found that book helpful, you'd be surprised at how much of a difference that makes for people when they're searching. So consider, if you've read it, to go ahead and write a review.
Yeah, whether it's in English, German, Polish, or any other language, but Amazon makes it very easy to review. And the reviews are very helpful for readers, but also for the positioning in Amazon.
That's true.
Yeah, on the search engine. So
people will find it easier.
Also, to let you know, we're retiring some of the some of our products. You know, we've got a huge library with, I want to say, well over 200 products that are offered. And we realized it was time to kind of do a house cleaning. So if you're interested in some of the older
channeled material,
from Tobias and some other things, look in the Chambre magazine. There's a whole list of things in there of things we're retiring. We're going to be offering them through August 31st, and after that, they're ascending. And let's see what else. Right now is the full moon and the blue moon, a great time to visit the Grand Ascended Masters of Earth Room on the website. Just go to the menu up at the top. It says Master's Room or something.
There isn't another blue moon until, I think, 2018.
So a ways away. So it's amazing. I went in there yesterday, and there was probably 85 or 90 people. There's a little counter down at the bottom. You can see how many are in there. And I went inside, and I'm always taken aback how magnificent the energy is in there. I could feel the embodied ascended masters in there, as well as other Chambra, and it was just mesmerizing. I just sat in there I was really busy, but I took 10 minutes to just sit in there.
It's a special place.
People. Very special
place. You're making a special commitment when you go there.
Yeah. And also a very special thanks to all the Crimson Circle angels. We just did, worldwide there's a little over 800 angels that provide both financial and love support. And it's really so important that actually without the angels, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things we do. And they're such an integral part of the whole Crimson Circle organization. We actually, twice a year, we do a special channel for the angels. We just did it a week or two ago, and it was really very profound,
very
good
sweet.
Information.
I liked it a lot.
But we want to thank everybody who is participating in the angel program.
It really means a lot.
And a lot.
A lot.
A lot. It's huge.
Huge.
Okay, with that, we're running a little early.
No way.
It's August. It's always a little quieter. But we want to acknowledge the advanced studies teachers.
Yes.
Absolutely. The international web hosts. The translation teams who are
absolutely.
Busy right now translating things like SES. And everyone for your support.
Thank you.
We can either do two things. Take the break early, or if anybody has any questions for Linda and I, we could take a few minutes for that. Any questions? Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Linda's going to bring the microphone so the whole world can hear you.
Okay. I don't know if you want me to speak in this regard.
Yes.
In that letter to John, which was beautiful, you recommended the Red Lion.
Yes.
Ew. Help me with that.
Okay. Well, the Red Lion is a book.
I've read it.
Oh, you have?
Yes. That's why I'm saying, help me with that.
Well, let me explain a few things for listeners. It's a book written in 1945 by Maria Cephas, and it's an amazing book. It includes Saint Germain and the mystery schools. The book is very, very challenging to read. Linda has read it a couple times now, and every time she's like, it's very difficult. It's a story of a young student, adept, that wants the magic right away without having the maturity or the balance for it. So basically he kills his master, steals the elixir, which he thinks will give him eternal life. And it doesn't give him eternal life. It gives him the memory of all of his life. So the memory is never blotted out. So he remembers all the horrible things that he's ever done. So he goes on this journey. He dies on his rebirth, but he remembers everything. He goes on this hellish, nightmarish, awful, awful
miserable
journey. It goes on for 200, 300 pages. But at the end...
Don't read it before bedtime.
At the end, ultimately, he realizes how he's chosen that journey and how Saint Germain and the others have actually been very aware of it and really kind of watching over it. It comes back together. But it's a tough read. Mm-hmm. And so what was your question about it?
Well, maybe it's just dated to me relative to where we are, because this gentleman obviously needed to be uplifted. And in the prologue, you know, we're back to karma, the devil,
yes, yes.
The god, and
right.
So on. So I was trying to, in my mind, I pulled the book off the bookshelf, went to the end again to see where the uplifting would be for John.
Right.
So perhaps you could help me with that, or help John.
You know, sometimes the journey is so torturous, and the after the magazine came out, I received quite a few other emails, emails from people who are having a very difficult time. It brought them out to say, I'm also having a difficult time. So it was a tough week in that regards. And what happens so often, we go so deep into the underside, the underbelly, the darkness of our own journey, and we forget that, you know, we come through it. And that's the reason why I recommended it, because here's somebody or a lot of somebody's going through something that they cannot fathom in their mind.
Their own darkness.
They don't understand why they're at where they're at. But to say, hang on a second, this is a part of the journey you chose, but you come through it. You come through it. And yes, it is dated. It talks about a lot of things that were beyond. But just for those people in particular that have lost hope, that don't want to stay on the planet anymore, to say that we're all there for you. Adamus is there for you. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. We're there for you, John.
Yes, absolutely. And I have tremendous empathy for the people that are going through that level of darkness and despair and loneliness. And it's hell. And there's not a lot of cliches that you can tell them. There's not a lot of, you know, sugar that you can sprinkle on them. It doesn't make a difference. But the knowingness that, you know, they will come out of it. Yep. Yes.
Yes. Many moons ago, speaking of moons, I remember the product that I had bought, I think it was more Tobias, was the Standard Technology.
Right.
And I remember we talked about it a lot when it first came out. And then nothing, you know, we haven't really talked about it a lot since then.
Right.
I didn't know if that was still a relevant product, or that was when you were expiring, or if there was going to be an update about that.
It's still relevant. Actually, a very good product. It's long. I mean, I remember you have to go through a lot of stuff. It's long. We don't talk about it a lot because there's so many other things, but Standard Technology is a very good product dealing with the body, dealing with your health. Yeah. And it was kind of tag team between Tobias and Adamus. But yeah, it's a good one. I'm glad you reminded me. It's a very good one. This is fun. Normally we're jamming through slides. Today we have a little time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is a question for both of you.
Uh-huh.
Or either or, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I was just curious to hear more of your human perspective, because we hear a lot from Adamus in the channels.
Right.
Just how you feel like your life has changed since starting the Crimson Circle, what that experience has been like for you. If you want to just speak candidly about your personal experience, I'd like to invite you to be able to do that and take some time.
Let's have a beer.
All right. Would you say it's getting easier now? Is it different?
It's different. What I would say is that I look back on what we were doing before this, and it seemed so, you know, insignificant and not what we were supposed to be doing. I look at the setup, how everything came to be, not like destiny, but just opportunity that brought us to this place. And now that we're doing it, I know this is what we were supposed to do or wanted to do. The other stuff was just kind of a lead up. It's kind of like the poor man's version of Red Lion. It's like, you know, we had this other life until we got to our real life. And I wouldn't say it's easy. There's not many easy days, but it's stimulating, inspiring, challenging, amazing, beautiful, those words, not easy. Yeah. And Linda, how do you feel about that?
You know, let me think the simplest way to say this. I have had what others might call a totally crazy life. And no matter what anybody else says, all that matters is how you see your life. And what other people might call the good or the bad, I have having an amazing life. And every step of the way, it gets more amazing. I could not have imagined what we're doing now, and yet I can't imagine not doing it.
Right.
And it's just been, there's not good words. It's amazing. It's unbelievable, and I'm honored to be just partner. I'm honored to be a partner in the work, and I love what we do. And no, by human standards, some of it's not easy at all. One of the hardest parts is dealing with the airlines. Well, if that's the worst part of your life, I mean, that's pretty good, actually. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it takes a lot of energy sometimes, but, you know, then in the next, it's all and. It's beautiful beyond words, and that I love it all.
I would say one of the biggest challenges is to stay open and allowing. It's real easy to want to put on the brakes at times or want to stay under the radar or, you know, there's challenging things that Adamus talks about that I'm not comfortable with or the way
he addresses
people I'm not comfortable with. But when he talks about God like he did in the last thing, I mean, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And you start thinking about family members, neighbors. Our neighbors don't know who we are and what we do on purpose. But you know, the hardest thing is staying open, and the reality is we really don't get that much grief from anybody.
I'm always surprised about that. I'm shocked that it's, knock on wood, that it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the tough ones are like this week with that letter from John and then the other letters and emails that came in. That's tough, really, really, really tough when you're dealing with that level of human despair and feeling helpless in a way that there's not more that we can do. And that's why I put in the article, let's all send, not praying for John, but say, John, you're not alone. Or any of the Johns that are out there, you're not alone. And we know it's tough.
And also, in addition to that, I think one of the things I find the most amazing is the number of people that will come up and say that because of the stuff that they get involved with the Crimson Circle, that they realize they're okay. And I think that's the biggest thing we all need to hear. No matter what's going on, it's really, truly, it's okay.
And I'll tell you, a tough one is as I was putting together that article and feeling it, I mean, because it's so real and it's just so real.
Authentic.
It's so authentic and not filled with any energy feeding. And at one point, just feeling overwhelmed by it, you know, I talked to Adamus and I said, Adamus, could you do something? Could you please do something? And he said, I can't. And I was like, ugh. And he explained and he said, I can't because this person is isolating himself. He's not allowing that in. On one hand, crying out for help. On the other hand, not wanting anybody to see who he really is, not letting himself see who he really is. And Adama said, on top of that, as cold as it sounds, he said, this person is absolutely choosing this. And he said, we won't interfere with somebody's choice, whether they realize what it is or not. And he said, The minute that they come to the point of allowing and they're ready within themselves, he said, then we can do literally miracles. But he said, right now I can't. And that was so frustrating, but yet I understood. It was so difficult to hear that. And those are the times when I feel like I'm not doing enough, or that I should do more. And it was frustrating. So those are the difficult times, the challenging times.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that ends the question and answer session. It is time.
Yeah, that was bright.
Yeah, boy,
bubbly. No, it is bright. It's real. That, in other words, this is the other thing I like about Crimson Circle. We're not telling you that you're supposed to sprout wings and then there's not, you know, nothing's ever going to irritate you. That's life. I mean, and it's evolving, but there's not this idealistic thing about what it has to look like. We're not going to tell you to wear white robes.
Yeah. And there's or bathrobes.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I think it's time for a break. We're going to come back at 2:30 Colorado time. Thank you, everybody, for listening in online.
Thank you, everyone here.
And thank you for the amazing energy here today. So we'll see you back here at 2:30. And don't forget, pizza after Adamus.
Whoa.
All right. Thank you.